No, don't worry about it. It's quite awful anyway. Oh, sorry. Technology. How would you go wrong? Well, I just wanted you to notice what I didn't pick these songs. Gary's picked these songs this morning, but it just fits in nicely with what I think God's given me to bring this morning from His Word, which usually happens, doesn't it, when I start doing these things. But that particular line there, and I never ever have to be afraid, because one thing remains, and that's our God, and He's constant through trials and whatever.
Yeah.
This morning I want to talk about living in safety. I'm going to read Psalm 91. Not a particularly long psalm, but I'd just like to read it all and then just pick out a few of the special things which I think are for us this morning. So this is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, here is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion, and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Just ask God to bless his word. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, that you give it us for encouragement to build us up. Lord, to help us live our lives as you would want us to live our lives. And Father, I pray that as we listen to your word this morning, that you will bless us, Lord, that we will understand what you want to say to us this morning. Amen. We entitled it Living in Safety this morning. Then you can understand why from the psalm that I've chosen. I don't know about you, but I like to feel safe. I wouldn't say that I was a daredevil. I wouldn't say that I was a risk taker or an adrenaline junkie. In fact, when I thought about it, the most exciting and probably daring thing that I do is riding my motorbike. I tend to go quite fast. So I don't know about you. Do anybody here feel like a daredevil or a risk taker or an adrenaline junkie? Yeah, we've got one. Anybody like jumping off cliffs with a little parachute? No, not that far then. Safe, comfortable, content, glad when the plane lands, when the boat comes into the dock. Does that describe us, briefly, the type of thing that we like to think about? We like to be safe and comfortable, don't we? Whenever we set off on a journey as a family, I always pray as soon as we get in the car before we turn the car engine on. And while we're travelling, I'm always praying as well. Mm. And for other people, when they go on holiday, I'm sure you pray for us when we're on holiday for travelling safety. That's not because I'm a particular bad driver. Don't tell Dan. But it's because of the dangers of travelling. Yeah. When you're travelling a long way, there's all sorts of dangers, isn't there? It's because that I like to feel safe, and I know that if I've prayed and ask for God's safety and protection, then He's going to give it me into because I'm one of His children. This psalm particularly talks about the special protection we get from God as we trust in Him and as we pray to Him for safety. Verse 1 says, those who spend time with God in the secret place, and I interpret that as in prayer. It could be just a quiet time, it could be a special time that you have with God, but when we spend that one-to-one time with God, in the secret place, then we shall live under the Almighty's cover. That's what it says. You know that word there, Almighty, it's Shaddai. And the word El Shaddai, I'm sure you've probably heard before, and it means God Almighty. It means more than just God. It means God that is all-powerful. It means a God that is unconquerable, that no one can conquer. It means an everlasting God that has no start and no finish. If you ever need someone to protect you, then God Almighty is the one, isn't it? Because no one can conquer him. Verse 2 says, he's our refuge and our fortress. When it says refuge there, it's quite an old-fashioned word because I use the New King James Version. But a refuge is a place to live, a place to spend time, a place to feel safe. Quite often when you talk about refuge in building-wise, it's when you get these refugees and there's nowhere to live, and then they give them somewhere to live. They've had nothing, and then they give them somewhere to live. And that's what this word means. He's our refuge, we can live in him. Also, fortress. When you think about a fortress, it's a safe place, isn't it? There's protection on all sides with a fortress. There's no point having a fortress with three walls, is there? Because all the enemies will just run in the back. So, a fortress is protection on all sides, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's where our God is for us as we pray, as we trust in him. He protects us from all sides, from all sorts of things which we probably don't even see or ever know that has been trying to harm us, because God protected us. I'm going to read it again. You can read it at home, but in verse 3 to verse 6, these verses mention various dangerous situations that God had saved David from. Some of the things are quite old-fashioned, like shooting arrows and things. We don't really see a danger from shooting arrows, do we, these days? But I just want to go through some of these things and sort of relate them to us. The first one that it says is that he protects us from the fowler's snare. Well, if you think about a fowler's snare, it is a secret trap that has been laid in a special place where the fowler thinks that you will fall into. It's a trap that has been set in secret. God protects us from those things, the things that we can't see, the traps that have been set for us by the devil. The next one is quite an old-fashioned one, a perilous pestilence. Say that one fast, perilous pestilence. When I think about this one, I think about pestilence, I think there's like a swarm of flies or a swarm of locusts, or particularly what I think about with this one and what's picturing in my head is, has anyone seen the Mummy film?
Yeah.
And the scarab people come out where the walls and things, and then they just go and eat up the people, don't they? That's a perilous pestilence, because as soon as they get you, they're eating you. But a perilous pestilence, wherever that could be, swarms of attacks from anything, God protects us from that. In verse 5 it says, it protects us from the terror by night. Is anybody here that don't like night time? That doesn't like to be in the dark? You know, that feels scared sometimes in the dark. Things that scare us in the dark, people that scare us in the dark, God can protect us from those things. And then the one which I mentioned is also in verse 5, the arrow that flies by day. The thing about arrows in Bible times is, and it's the same now, you can't hear or see an arrow coming. When an arrow is coming for you, there's a very little to see. And in the time it takes to get from the bow to the person, it's too late. So the arrow that flies by day is things that come to attack us during the daytime, we can't see them. No, things that the devil wants to try and attack us with, but God protects us from them. All these people, he actually mentions the fiery darts of the wicked one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In Ephesians, that he fires them at us, but God protects us from those. Verse 6, I know some people, you might not understand these words properly, but some people are afraid of suddenly dying or someone dropping an atom bomb or a nuclear bomb on Great Britain and we all get blown to bits. That's a little sort of a newer version of this one I'm going to talk about. Verse 6 talks about destruction that lays waste. Total devastating destruction when we aren't expecting it. Well, God protects us from that as well. And even if the very worst came and the whole of Great Britain got blown to bits in a second, because we know him as our saviour, then we're going to heaven, aren't we? His promotion, we're going to a better place anyway. So it doesn't matter that much, does it? Why should we not be afraid of these things? I'm just going to read you verse 4 again. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Just like a bird tucks a young under her feathers in the nest and covers them with her wings, so God does this with us. As we pray and trust in him, he covers us with his mighty protection, and we can live in safety. I'm sure you've seen some of the wildlife programs anyway. I particularly like the ones with the eagles where the mother grabs it and shoves it right under, and it looks quite rough. And then suddenly all the feathers just go, you know, and cover it out and cover them. That's what God does for us, isn't it? Sometimes he has to, you know, get us, put us under his wing, you know, protect us. In verse 7, we see a lovely promise. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Still talking about danger. That's a lovely promise, isn't it? When we have God's protection, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. He is able and willing to save us. Even if 10,000 fall at our right hand side, it said there, God can save us. I like those type of odds of survival, do you? If you're going into a battle, you would love to have that promise over your life, wouldn't you? That even if 10,000 are dying there, that God is going to preserve you. That's the type of promise that we have from God. Wherever it's going on around, whatever situation we find ourselves in, God is able and willing to save us, to keep us in a place of safety. I'm going to read now verse 11 to verse 13. I'm skipping a few verses, but you can have a look at these at the moment. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you should dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Does anybody fancy having a wrestle with a young lion? Young lions are particularly boisterous. And if you see, I particularly like wildlife programs. If you see, watch wildlife programs, you'll know what I mean about young lions. They'll have a go at absolutely anything. They'll have a go at poisonous things that even the old lions think, well, don't be touching that, but the young lions are just so brave, and they'll have a go at anything. What I particularly like about verse 11 is it says that God assigns his angels to look after us. Isn't that an amazing thing? It doesn't say an angel, it says angels. However many angels it takes to look after you in your day, that is what God assigns. That's amazing, isn't it? To look after you, keep you safe in all your ways, it says. You have your own angels looking after you. That's something to remember. The reason that God does this for us, and Gary's mentioned it already, as we pray and as we trust in him, it's made clear in verse 14, first line, it says, because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me. He loves you. He's loving on you. And we are his loved children, and he wants to protect us and make us feel safe and make us feel whatever we need to be. Whatever we do, wherever we go, he wants to be with us and make us feel safe because he loves us. We're his children. Verse 15 to 17, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know what that tells me about God? God's not deaf.
No.
Sometimes we think, as we pray, that God is deaf, and by shouting louder, that he's going to hear us, don't we? That God is, or with the whispers, God is the ones that don't even come out of our mouth, don't they? Because he knows our minds, he knows our wills. God's not deaf, he hears everything that we say and do. He answers our prayers. He will be with us in times of trouble. He will deliver us from danger. He will be our salvation, our saviour, the one who brings us home safely. If you're ever feeling unsafe or scared, remember this Psalm 91. Pray to God, trust in him, and take him at his word. He is a God, he is God Almighty, and he will keep us in safety as we pray and trust in him. Amen.